pretty amazing, really. And the question is, will it be 12 guys night in and night out? It's just going to be so tough. And the other thing that I think is a little bit risky there, but if they're going to do it, they're going to do it, is if he plays certain guys against Utah and certain guys obviously play less than other guys and they get beat one night, it's going to invite, well, maybe he should have played more and that guy shouldn't have played as much.
No doubt.
If everybody's on the same page, at least that's the way they're going to start out the season. We'll see if it works or not.
Yeah, and don't forget foul trouble, too. And that didn't rear its head last night. I know Moody got three. I was like, oh, boy, you're about to sit. But it turned into a blowout, and he got more minutes. But, Stoney, that'll be – guys will get two quick ones, and, you know, you're taking yourself out the game. And if my backup or whoever's behind me checks in and takes advantage of it, that's how this thing is going to go.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors, their season's off to a solid start. No doubt about it. So many things fell into place. Draymond Green, technical foul. I wouldn't expect anything different. Just technical fouls, nothing to see here.
And there we go.
With Draymond
Green.
Nothing to see here with that. But let's go to Danny. Danny's in Vancouver. Hey, Danny, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Always a pleasure. I love your work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Stoney, I got to tell you, my equilibrium is thrown off a little bit by your optimism this morning about the Warriors, but I love it. I thought it was a really good start. There's no question in my mind this team is deeper than it has been in a while, in at least 3 years. And they just seem to be more cohesive. It seems like all the troublemakers, I hate to use that word, but trouble, whatever, are gone. And it's sort of a fresh start. I love what Buddy Hield bring. I love Melton. I think they're just awesome. They bring the ha, as your colleague likes to say. And regarding the playing 12 men, I think you guys have hit on it. That'll take care of itself, because with rest and foul trouble and, you know, hopefully nothing serious in injuries,
yeah,
I think that's going to be fine. So I like what Kerr's doing. I like the idea of trying to play 12 as long as you possibly can. It's such a long season, and I'm feeling good. I think they'll be fun to watch. I thought it was really a fun team to watch yesterday. I think we're going to have some good things happening this year. Thank you, gentlemen.
No, thank you, Danny. Appreciate it.
Yes, Donnie, and it starts for me. You can back me up here. You probably won't, but you remember a couple years ago I said, you know what? I feel like the Warriors stabbed me in the back as a lifelong Warriors fan, because Mike Dunleavy told me in his first year that the word that they worked on was connectivity. And we found out there were still, and I'm not putting it all at Clay's doorstep, but there were still some side eyeing or whatever. There was not connectivity to the max. But I feel that now, and it's not just this one game. It's when we were out there, it's Kerr on with Willard and Dibbs. But for 48 minutes, I feel like this team is rooting for everybody.
Yeah, I mean.
And Kerr can make any sub and feel free about it. Just think, you know what I mean? There's no rat on the table, and I got to leave him in, or, you know, that's got to mean something.
Well, you know what I was thinking last night watching that game is Pigpen.
My favorite character from the Peanuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the curly hair.
Yeah.
He didn't have much of it.
I hope this never gets back to him, but that's who Klay Thompson reminded me of last year. Pigpen.
Okay.
If you ever saw
the
cartoon The Peanuts.
Yeah.
Or Peanuts. Pigpen was always the unkempt character.
He was dirty.
He was a little bit dirty.
Yeah.
And he was always followed around by a cloud, by a dark cloud of dirt. I love you, Klay.
Well, we did. Praise the night.
I think this is going to be something that's good for both Klay Thompson and the Warriors.
Next question.
No doubt about it, man.
And good luck to Klay Thompson tonight, making his debut for the Dallas Mavericks.
Right. And you gave me the, just back to the victory lap, because I really don't want to, I feel like I want to take it back. Maybe I only run half the track. Stoudy, we don't know how long this is going to be, and it makes it exciting too, but obviously we don't know how long Kerr is going to implement this starting lineup. It's what he started with, you know what I'm saying? But if we get 12, 10, 15, 20 games down the road,
yeah,
this thing, and that's the beauty of it, it's like a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, please.
It can change.
If the Warriors change their starting lineup, you're going to be like, Stoudy, I don't like it.
Oh, no, see, you don't know me.
Austin in San Jose.
Oh, man.
What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Listen, the game last night, I think, is it was good to see the team and the way they played together, and more importantly, to see the shooting. But let's pause a little bit. We did play one of the worst teams in the NBA.
I love you, Austin.
I mean, and certainly in the second half, they basically went away from fundamentals, Portland did. There was some clear runs to the lane. It turned into a practice. So, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm excited about what I saw, but I'm not going to sit here and, you know, act like this was some revelation. I mean, we got to see all this, Stoudy. I mean, we're talking about the starting lineup. By the way, that will change. I don't think that lineup's going to stay in place. The one thing that's interesting to me, though, is can we put Buddy Hield, have him run with Steph more? Because I think that's something that needs to be looked at. If Buddy continues to shoot the way he shoots, I mean, that's going to take a lot of pressure. That takes a lot of pressure off Steph. I'm not sure about the Wiggins and J.K. thing. I don't know that that's something that long term we should be expecting to continue. J.K. still showed some struggles last night to me with trying to force the ball. He had some charging fouls. He committed some kind of stupid turnovers, and they had to take him out of the game. So, I mean, we can all revel in the victory, but I think there's going to be some trouble ahead. I think they got to be better defensively down low. What happens, Trace Jackson Davis, by the way, had a really good game, but I can see that he's new. There's going to be teams that are going to be more experienced, and they're going to exploit him. He's still got a lot to learn in the post. So what happens if he has to go out? The other thing is they still need somebody to be able to facilitate when things aren't going well. Last night was not a good way to judge him because he's going to play teams where somebody's got to handle the ball when Steph's not there. So who's going to be facilitating? I see all these guys shooting, but who can they actually facilitate offense? So those are some of the things that I want to see, and I want to see like 10, 15 games before I decide whether this team's going to be any good. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Thanks. Good stuff, Austin.
Yeah, appreciate it, Austin.
Yeah, nobody – I was playing, Austin, when I said bring on the Celtics, but Stoudy, nobody's throwing the parade or printing the playoff tickets after one game. But this was just, 21-21 after the first quarter. I'm like, oh, boy, this kind of clunky. Couldn't hit a shot. And then they figured it out. And I got to – I know he wasn't the first off the bench pods, but he can initiate offense running the point when Curry's out. Like, I expect to see more of that. And last night it was – Portland was – Stoudy, they represented open gym. That's what that thing turned into.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Look, knowing that the Warriors beat the Blazers, nobody's ordering championship rings right now. We know that. But it beats the alternative, which is getting beat.
Ah, wow.
And the Warriors had a great feel-good first victory over a team that's probably not going to be very good, but you look up and down that lineup, and they got contributions from everybody. And as far as first games go, it's nothing but encouraging. And I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow against Utah or Sunday against the Clippers, but they're 1-0 right now, and they look like they look like they're developing a style of what they want to do and how they want to play. And it's clear that and this is where I do compare them to Portland. Like, I'm looking at Portland, and they just have guys. They don't fit together. Some of them are great individual players. Then they just go out and they just play. I have no idea what Portland's game plan is or what their directive is from Chauncey Billups. But for the Warriors, it's clear that Steve Kerr wants that starting lineup, as long as it's going to be Wiggins and Kuminga. He's looking at defense first. He's going to play a lot of guys. A lot of guys are probably not going to get a ton of minutes, but that's the way he's going to start to do it. And we'll see if the depth of this team can be one of its defining qualities. Yeah. I don't see how it's not. And you look at a game last night, and there's probably going to be times down the road where Kerr's going to have tougher decisions to make because the game's going to be closer, all those kind of things. But they got guys who are they've got 11 or 12 legitimate professional basketball players who know how to play and have had success at various points in this league. Mm. So kind of no surprise that they can handle a team like Portland.
Yeah, and Austin, I appreciate the call, but Stani, I feel like he's overzealous, and we all are. Like he has so many questions, and yet you couldn't get it from that game, get those answers in that game per se. But 2 years ago, what did the Warriors do? Shock the world, and they went on the on their home court, and then they can't win on the road. And I lost a bet to that. Last year they went on the road, can't win at home. So now we got to focus on tomorrow's game against Utah. But when I see you again Monday, we'll know how they fared at home against the Clippers. So there's so many questions out there, and I'll just tell Austin and all Warrior fans, just chill, relax, take a deep breath, because we're going to get those answers, but not just in one game.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you're a Warrior fan, how can you not be encouraged about what you saw last night? Of course, it's only one of 82, but You got to be happy with the way this team looked after the last 2 years when it felt like we all knew that something wasn't right.